Okay, thinking about suffering the God, isn't it? Okay. Now maybe after that, maybe we will talk about the nature of the possibility to the liberation, no?
After that is day 15.
Day 15, yeah. So maybe we'll start from day 15, okay? Generally, one of the verse 15, okay? Now,
Yes.
Maybe last time the liberation, we just talked about the suffering and the samsara. Now, the day 15, it talks about how we can liberate ourselves from the other samsara. So that's why especially it talks about, now here it talks about how we can liberate ourselves from the samsara. So the day 15, okay, we are starting from the day 15. Day 15, it talks about the liberation, we can liberate ourselves from the suffering. So liberating from ourselves from the suffering. Now here it talks about the main, it focuses, it talks about how the origin of the suffering, how the suffering comes. How the suffering arises. So that the suffering, when the suffering comes, so now here you can see how can the sufferings, suffering, cause of the suffering and how it comes. So that's why maybe you look at the page number 461. Now here it talks about a few points of the origin of the suffering. Or the source of suffering. So before I think the day 15. Now the first paragraph you will see with the already with the paragraph. Can you see that how could you not be afraid that you will be born here? When there is no end or goal to this point of the suffering. Generally, in this point, mainly they are focusing about the last, all the sections can talk about suffering. Not especially on this chapter, now they are talking about the origin of the suffering, the source of the suffering. That is the origin of the suffering and the source of the suffering. So that's the origin of suffering. Before talking about it, you can see in the page number 61. So for the few the chapter, when you look at this page number 461, 461, we're talking about ascertaining the nature of the path leading to the liberation. So there are the two sections. You were thinking about the source of the suffering to enter the samsara. Actually, ascertaining the nature of the path leading to the liberation. So here it's talk about if you look at what is the source of the suffering. Generally, the source of the suffering are our illusion and the delusions. Illusion or the delusions, these are the source of the suffering. Illusions and the delusion is the source of the suffering, okay? You can see these points.
How the delusion develops, and how the karma accumulates to them, how the beliefs want to repel the dead and conceive. So there are three points.
So the three points, they talk about three points.
One of the responses that I have, it talks about how to develop, no? How to develop, okay? How to develop the how the people's delusions, no? Delusions, how they develop their delusions. So you can see that how it talks about how to develop their delusions. So before that, it talks about the subtitle, identification of the delusion, stages of the development, the cause of the delusion, the drawbacks of the delusion. Actually, they have four subheadings. So that's it depends on how the delusion developed, okay? So how the delusion developed, so it depends on now that it comes the question, what is the delusion, So delusion is something ignorance, no? Ignorance is the delusion is more, delusion comes the ignorance is the delusion, so they are the identification of the delusion, the stages in their developments. The identification of the delusion is now the here talks about because of the delusion that we will accumulate a lot of the negative karmas. Okay. Then now one thing that we have to know that the delusion, how the delusion arises. Yeah. How the delusions are developed. So you can see here that the two headings that thinking the source of the suffering to enter the samsara. Okay. Now here the delusion is developed. Delusion means the delusion here, because the delusion here talks about the ignorance. That ignorance will create the karma. That karma will make us to born in the samsara. So that is the thing there. Yeah. Okay, so that's what is happening. Yeah, so that is what is happening. And so what we have to see is that, okay, so here is talk in this chapter. Now it's talking about how the delusions are developed. So that's why you can see they are in the third chapter, the third paragraph, you can see that the words, no? Third paragraph, the origin, no? They talk about the origin. They talk about the origin of suffering and the two parts, originating the delusions and originating the karma. So that's mainly saying that the why people are committing the bad karmas. Mainly reason the people are committing the bad karma because of the delusions. The delusion is the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, people committed a lot of the negative karmas. Yeah? So that's why the karma, the negative karma, because of the negative karma, so we have a lot of the illusions generated. So because of the illusion, we generate a lot of negative karma. That because of that negative karma, we get the rebirth. What is the illusion here? It means the ignorance. Mainly the ignorance, self-grasping idea. So now you can see the identification of the delusion, you can see in the later part, no? Identification of the delusion. So that means that now they are talking about how many there are the delusions. So I think that is from Buddhism point of view. So that we have to know that what is the real delusion. So that's why they are the six root delusions, six root negative afflictions, okay? So because of the six root negative emotions, the cause, that is a real cause to that create the negative karma. Yeah. Okay. Six negative illusions, they are the six root of the delusions. Okay. One of the root cause of the we hold the people's because of that, then we accumulate a lot of negative karmas. Okay. Okay. That's because of that we are doing that. Because the main reason is because of that. Okay. Okay. Now you can see the six negative illusions. The first it talks about the anger. So you can see that in the page number. Root of the affliction. First is the attachment, then it comes the anger, then it comes the ignorance. Pride in the form, then doubt. We can say the negative doubt, okay? Negative doubt, then the extreme view, okay? Now, how many?
Six, okay.
These six are the root of the delusions, okay? Main delusion, these six are main delusion, yeah? But the first of the root of the negative affliction, first root, it is called the first root of the negative afflictions. So, first, if you look at the first root of the negative affliction, that is the attachment, yeah? So, here it's talking about the six root negative affliction, yeah? So, it talks about the first attachment, yeah?
Okay. So first is attachment. So that's the attachment. So if talking about this illusion, this negative illusion will bring the, what will it bring? The negative karmas. It will bring the negative karmas. Okay. It generates a lot of the negative emotions, and it brings a lot of the, I mean, the negative karmas. Yeah. So here to talk, so here the first delusion, it talks about the attachment. So here we have to know the what is attachment. So here it will say in the liberation path, it say that the, when we see the some of the attractive jewel or food or drink, whatever, so then we will develop the such a thought that we wanting to be wanting for it. Okay, that is of course as attachment. Okay. So that's why now the comes, okay, the definition of the attachment. Always that the people get confused between the difference between the attachment and the desire. Okay. Okay, so that's the people, these two things. Okay. So that's the most important thing is what we have to know, less desire. But he never said that we should not have the desire. But he told us to overcome the attachment. Okay, that's the difference. Okay. So differences, what we have to know is the differences between, it's the differences mainly that because of the, what we are not understand the difference between the attachment and desire, then we will get confused. But mainly the attachment is something like that. When you have the desire for something, that's a fine. When the story, when you cannot control that desire will become the attachment. Okay, so that is one thing. Yeah. So that's the difference between the attachment and the desire. So that's why here you can see that one thing that the most of the, I mean, the attachment. So when the generally the practitioners always have to be way of the attachment, not the desire. Attachment is something like that. When you have a very strong attachment toward the tea, so that you will feel that the, you should have it at any cost. That's come to the attachment. Okay, so that is okay, one thing that we have to know, the difference is attachment. Yeah. Okay, so that is so attachment. So we should have the tea at any cost. That's called the attachment. So attachment, desire is something that what you want. That is a desire. Okay. That is a fine, whatever you have the desire. But Buddha have told that every monks and nuns should have the less desire. But he never said that the monks and nuns should not have the desire, less desire. Yeah, so that's a desire and the differences, okay? Mm-hmm. So mostly the desire is, it's a desire to less, to become the, to overcome the desire. I used to tell, when you have, when you need something, when you need something that you have to look, if you think that you really want the five things, at least you have to decrease it and buy the three things. Sometimes our mind, the desires are something really, we will not look at it whether really we need or not. We will just desire something more and more. Yeah. Yeah, so that is something like that. So just that's why the Buddhists, the first Buddhist, when he was giving the teaching, the first point here, less of the desire. That's the most important point. Yeah, I think not only the monks and nuns, everyone, we had the less desire. Sometimes the desires goes and the more that really what we need, we will not look at the what really what we need. So desires goes and goes up. So sometimes it will be the excess of the desire we are having. Yeah. So overcoming the desire, there's a two ways, okay, that you have to know. One time the Buddha was, when he left the palace and he went to the jungle. When he was jungle, he was baking the food, like he became total like a baker. That time he was doing the experiment and the practice with the different traditions and the different, I mean, the ancient religion in India. So when he was sitting, then he was baking on the main one of the path, one of the roadside, and also another baker was also baking together with the Buddha. That time he was not attained the Buddhahood, but he was renounced the whole palace. So that time the baker was telling that to him, another baker was telling to the Buddha that he have renounced all the kingdoms. He renounced all the king's palace. He do not have any desire to the death king's palace. You have to know that there are these two renunciations, a big difference. When the Buddha was renounced the palace, he can go anytime. He are having the palace, he he renounces. The bigger that, bigger that, even he renounce or not renounce, whether he wish or desire, he won't get the palace. Even he try to go to the palace, they will reject him to enter. So that beggar, if he leave the jungle, he has no way to go. But the Buddha, if he leave the jungle, he has the way to go back to the palace. That's the two, is a big difference of the renouncing. Okay? That's why I always feel the one big thing is the Buddha's having the palace and renouncing. Then the second thing is the tranyatam, no? Being as a king, renounce the kingdom. That's a big renunciation. What you're having and a renouncing. What you're having and still overcoming the desire. So that's why the desire, yeah, so the attachment. Okay, now the second point, desire is the attachment is one of the root, I mean, it is one of the root of the delusions, okay? With the attachment, then you will have the lot of the, I mean, the negative emotion will come with the attachment. Yeah, so that's why it's talked about the desire. So desire. So desire, so that's why the from the attached, so that's why the desire, what we're having, is something you really desire. When you're having the desire, cannot be controlled. When your desire becomes very strong and strong, then slowly it will transform into the attachment. So that's why beginning point, Buddha says that we should have the less desire. Because sometimes when you're having the too many desires, sometimes we cannot fulfill all the desire, then we suffered. Yeah, that's a one important point. Yeah. Then it second comes in the anger, no? So that second arc in the delusion, it talks about the anger. Yeah. Anger, pride, anger.
Anger.
Anger, yeah, anger, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Then I think it's the second thing is about the anger, no? It talks about the anger, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is the second, I mean, the delusion. So, third, it talks about the pride, yeah. I think you will see that in the liberation in the palm, yeah. Because these points are one important point is that even the pride, if you look at the pride point, because from this point, the Buddhism point of view, wherever we see the pride as a delusion, as a negative thought. But the modern science point of view, still they are not very sure that whether it is a delusion.
Rinpoche, what is the modern science point of view?
The modern science of point of view, they are not sure that whether the pride is a destructive emotion, whether it's a negative emotion or not. So it's a destructive emotion. Yeah, it's a destructive emotion or not. It's not knowing it, no? So modern science point of view, yeah. Okay, so that's the one thing. So that's why the pride is something like that. The pride, there are the many labels of the pride. So the one of the, because of the pride, so sometimes we cannot say the truth and the reality. Because of the pride, it thinks that you knows very well, you knows better. But in the reality, that is because of the pride, that negative thought is arising. So because of the having the pride, so you feel that what you're seeing is totally right. What you're saying is totally right. But in the reality, it might not like that. So that is something like the pride. It's always because of the pride. So because of the pride, sometimes the whatever you, even you know very little, because of the pride, you think that you know very much, very lot. Yeah, I have one experience. They are the two family, they are Tibetan family, two family, and their sons and the daughters, they really want to get together, two families together. But head of the two family, really, they are having some of the misunderstanding about each other. They asked me to solve this issue, but I tried to talk quite a long, but still it's very difficult. The mainly reason difficult is the both side, they're having their pride, ego. So they feel they are right, always. They are even very difficult to say that what they are having, the misunderstanding. But still, we can see there's a misunderstanding, but it's very difficult to convince them they are having the misunderstanding because of the pride and the ego. They see that what they are seeing is totally right. Yeah. Some of the scientists have told me that because of the pride and the ego, what they work is much harder. They want to show that their research and the thesis, what they are writing, is better than the others. So to show that, they work very hard. So they feel the ego and the pride, it makes them work harder. But at some point, it's very right and true, yeah. Yeah, so that's why that from Buddhism, always the price is no positive. Pride and the ego always always they will be part of the destructions. Whether you are having the wrong views because of the pride.
Because of the pride, yeah, this is about ego, yeah, that's amazing, yeah. So that's why it's a pride or ego, it comes to the fourth, the delusions. So that's why sometimes that pride and the ego, sometimes it brings because of that negative, we create a lot of negative karma, yeah. Okay, so that is a pride, isn't it? The fright, okay? So now that there's a fourth, Shiva Madhavi, Shiva Rama.
Shiva loves.
Yeah. So generally, pride and the ego is quite, as I told you, many different labels. So even the some people, they will be the very pride of the, they feel the very pride of the ego with the very stupid things. So even the some people, when they, you can see that some people, when they have a pride, maybe they are having, even they, so the pride, sometimes mostly people, they have the, I think the pride is not born with. Slowly we will start to develop the pride because of the some lots of the, when we hear some people are saying, and when we hear the lot of the, I mean, the is or the, then just slowly we will generate the pride. And there you go, yeah.
So when we hear what Rinpoche?
When we hear about the qualities of the self, or the qualities and the positive points of the self from the other, that's really will generate the ego. Okay, there's a pride, yeah. So now the fifth is ignorance. Now it's from the ignorance. I think it's a fifth, isn't it? Fourth ray. Fourth is ignorance. Fifth is the ignorance, yeah. So what we're having in the ignorance, okay, now what we're having the ignorance is that something, yeah. So ignorance is the root of the all these negative emotions, negative illusions, that are ignorance the root, yeah. When you are not, ignorance means that what you are not knowing the reality. Once you are not knowing the reality, then all the negative emotion can arise. That because of the war, what is happening is because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, what we are having is that, okay? So once we are the ignorance, one we are not knowing the reality, one we are not knowing the truth. So that's the one with the, that will bring the lot of the, I mean, the, that will, because of that we create a lot of, we commit a lot of the negative actions. Just like the ignorance is something like that, we are not knowing the way we have to put the host. So when we are not knowing the way we have to put the host, so it dropped a lot of lines. When they're dropping the lot of lines, it wasted maybe 100 people's time. Myself and all the you listeners, yeah. So that's 100 people's 30 minutes. Really, the very precious, no? One part of the human life, no? 30 minutes, one part of the human life. It's wasted. It also be lost. I don't get back 30 minutes. Even Buddha cannot give me the what I lost that 30 minutes. Even I pray the merit field 100 years, but still they cannot give me back that 30 minutes what I lost. Yeah. So that loss, in the generally, loss comes because of the ignorance. We are not knowing that we have to keep the host. We are not knowing it. Plus, maybe think that what we are doing is right. Something, yeah, we thought like that. These also very related to our every actions, the what the things of negative emotions. Yeah, so that's a ignorance. So now I think it's much better, no? When we know that the ways the host should be, I think now we're having the right place to be the host, that the line is much stable, no? That means that we solved the one ignorance. Now we solved the ignorance, okay? We have solved the ignorance, okay? Now we got the reality of the truth. When we find the reality of the truth, still we should not hold the wrong ideas. When you're holding the wrong ideas because of the pride, ego, that will always, even some people, when they're knowing the what they're wrong, still they will hold it. Try to hold that because of the pride and ego. So Buddhism point of view, pride and ego should be eliminated. So we should not follow that, okay? When you find the reality, we have to follow the truth, yeah. I think I told you that story last year. I met one scientist, and he is a nuclear scientist. So he was telling me that the usage of the nuclear, how they produce the electricity and the lot of the, I mean, the wastage comes from that nuclear. So I think his point is not to having the lot of the usage, using the all the nuclear to produce the electricity or something like that. He's quite complicated matter. He was doing the research, but he told me that he is now, he feels he's wrong, but still he cannot leave that experiment. Still he was carrying on. So I feel the one point. On the wrong direction, the wrong, the silly self told me that he cannot believe that person. He's doing that again and again. Maybe because of the pride, because he thinks that I should be the right. I should be the proof that I'm the better. Yeah, because of the pride, still he's holding that the wrong way. Today, at one point, I'm very happy. We eliminate the one of the root ignorance, because we face the quite, I mean, one or two weeks that the difficulty is the internet connection. But I think the one of the root ignorance, we get the reality then start eliminated. So that's why Buddha means the who have person, the who have solved, or the who eliminate all of the ignorance. That's called the Buddha. So he is just like awakened. So that's why in the, if you look at the drawing in the, usually in the monastery temple site, in the door site, we will draw the three animals, pig and the bird and the snake. These three animals always will be try to eat the snake tail, snake will try to eat the bird will try to eat the pig. We will drawing it's like that, which was these three animals trying to eat each other. So you can see that so this is the symbolizing that the pig is symbolizing the ignorance, the snake is symbolizing the anger, the bird is symbolizing the attachment. Like day to the day, like all these three negative emotions will create a lot of time and difficulties. If you look at the difficulty, if you look at every of your problems, it's related to these three negative emotions or the idea that these are six root different illusions, okay? So that's where the ignorance, okay? So here it's ignorance is something like that. So once we are not knowing the issue in the one, we are not knowing the reality that properly, then that's called the ignorance. That ignorance bring the always the suffering. So Buddha says that the ignorance is a suffering. Some people still hold that ignorance because of the pride, because they're having the pride and the ego, still they will hold that ignorance. Even they're not knowing the reality, but they will not try to look the reality. They will hold it very strong. Mm-hmm. Just maybe 2 or 3 days back, I have one meeting with a Christian bishop. Bishop, you know, who are having the lot of one half of the one side. So that bishop, he told me under his control, they are the 300,000 people under his control. He is having a lot of churches in this area. So I met one bishop at the center, he told me, Bishop, he told me under his control, they are the 300,000 people.
Can you say again?
A few days, 2 or 3 days back, I met one bishop. Bishop, you know, the bishop and the church bishop. Bishop means that he will one of the head of the Christianity. So he told me that under his control, he is having 300,000 families. He is looking after this. Like,
yes,
you got my point. Yeah. Yeah, bishop, yeah. So we had some of the Dharma discussion. So then he told me the one thing. He told me that the one thing that the people used to ask sometimes, also, what is a Buddhism? Then he told the Buddhism is Buddhism is something very same as a Christianity. So he just gave me the one chapter of the Bible and he said that exactly it mentioned the Buddhism. So he told me in that chapter, you know, then the Bible, they have the one chapter called the Book of the Job. After that chapter, he mentioned the one chapter. So they have mentioned about a voidness, nothingness. So now he's trying to prove that the Buddhism idea is already mentioned in the Bible. But I just listen, I'm not trying to explain in anything because he has his own pride. So I don't want to disturb his pride. I was just listening. I said, wow, it's a quite interesting. I just told nothing I can tell him, no? Because he's holding his own view. He has his own view that. And plus, he had the pride that what he is holding the right idea. So I don't want to disturb his pride. So it is important. It is very difficult when you're having the pride and the something like holding the one view very strongly. Then you will not try to look at whether it is true or not. He said that that chapter it will mention about the whiteness. So everything is from the whiteness. Just one sentence of the getting the whiteness, just one word of the getting the nothingness. Now you cannot say that the Buddhism is everything is explained in that chapter. So, but anyway, I really respect I really admire his way of the talking. I really admire his character. Everything that I really respect him. But that word, I think it's still, we can be discussed, no? That his form can be discussed, yeah. Really very humble, no? That bishop, very humble. One I see the very good qualities is his humbleness. Very humble, yeah. That really like that. Yeah, anyway.
So that bishop is humble, is it?
Very humble. So I really admire his humbleness, yeah. Even he is having the under his control, having the 300,000 of the families. So yeah, so that's why my point is that, okay, so my point is the pride and the ignorance, yeah. So now it's come the view, no? So how the whole thing, the view, yeah. Now it's about the Dijal Karu, the Shiva, the doubt. Tawa, 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 idea, idea, deluded view, view, pride, ignorance, then?
Doubt,
okay, now it's talking about doubt and diluted view, no? This, you can see the six, doubt and diluted view, yeah. Negative doubt, okay? It's talking about a negative doubt, yeah. Okay, it's having the negative doubts, okay? Now, once you're having the negative doubt, is there something like the negative doubt is, something whether you really feel that whether Buddha exists or not exists. When you started to think that really Buddha does not exist, maybe Buddha's not, this we call the negative doubt. So you know the one thing that generally when we're having the doubt in our mind, that will influence a lot of the what we see and the what we hear. When you have a very strong doubt, even something is not a saying, we will hear something else. People might be saying something else, but we will hear the something totally different because of the influence of the doubt. So we are talking about that, no? So, yeah, that's now the doubt, okay? So that's why I'm talking, that now the doubt is a negative doubt, comes in the fifth affliction. Because of that doubt, it will influence a lot in what we hear and what we see. Example, when you're having some suspicious of the doubt toward the someone, even that person have not talked a bad thing about you, but when the person has talked not a bad thing about it, but you will see or you will hear something he was talking the bad thing about you. Even he talked or something else. So that is a one thing, okay? That is a one wrong thing. Or that we call the negative doubt, okay? That's having it, okay? Okay, so yeah, so there's a doubt, okay? That's a sixth one, the doubt. So that's why the negative doubt will create a lot of the doubt will influence a lot of the how we see and how we hear. So it will also, when you are having the suspicious and a negative doubt, you will always come to the wrong conclusions. Having a lot of the doubts and the suspicion, that also makes less of the confidence. You will lose more confidence. Because when you have a suspicious doubt, whatever you see and whatever you talk with others, you might calculate the so many wrong things. Because you are carrying a lot of doubts in your mind. So that's one of the most difficult the mental way of the thinking. When we were people who are having a lot of the doubt and suspicious, even these of the doubt and suspicious, they will lose their confidence, whatever the work they do. Doubt jalatha khagre, doubt, then the six negative, the six, no, now the doubt, then it will come, I think, the view, no? Diluted view, yeah, then it comes the diluted view, yeah. Generally, in the diluted view, there will be the five different diluted view. The diluted view, you will see that up till here, the sixth delusion. In the diluted view, there will be the five different diluted views. So first is extreme view, extreme view.
First is the view that equates the self with the perishable.
First is a view that?
That equates the self with the perishable.
Yes. Okay, fine, yeah, that's the first view, yeah. So that is something, the first view. So yet I think it will explain, and you can read that explanation, okay? That view, okay? Because these four, when they're talking about a mental disorder, the mental delusions, from the Buddhist point of view, what we're talking about, all this sometimes the mental illness, okay? Now the modern science term of view, these are the mental disorder. So these also type of the one type of the mental disorders, okay? Modern science always says that whenever you feel that something is, whenever the way of the thinking, it's quite destructive, they will give the name of the mental disorder. They will declare, or they will say, this is the one type of the mental illness. So same thing like that, the 2500 years back when the Buddha was talking about all these negative emotions, so he wanted to make it so this is some sort of a mental illness, so that we can not only to overcome it, we can eliminate all these negative thoughts.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, come on.